क्वेश्चन हाउ इफ महाभारत एंड भागवतम से टेल द सेम स्टोरी फ्रॉम डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव्स एंड हाउ डू वी काउंटर द आइडिया ऑफ द इंट्रोलॉजिस्ट दैट दीज आर जस्ट हिस्टोरिकल फिक्शंस. आंसर ही द वर्ड इतिहास इज ऑफन ट्रांसलेटेड एज हिस्ट्री एंड दैट इज फाइन इनफ ट्रांसलेशन बट इतिहास is not history in the modern sense of the world history. See, in the modern sense of history, that modern sense actually came primarily in the post-Newtonian era, when history became more about facts and figures, dates and data, basically. Prior to that, whether you look in India or whether you look in the West, for example, when Shakespeare retold some of Julius Caesar and other stories, or even before that, Homer wrote about the Greek historians, the purpose of the study of history was moral instruction. The purpose of study of history was never just factual replication. This happened. No, that was not the perfect focus. It is only now that there is very great emphasis on factual content that has come up now. So now, what do I mean by this emphasis on factual content? That if we consider even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's timings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time itself, there are significant differences between Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal. I won't go into the technicalities, but nobody took that very seriously. During the post-Chaitanya era, all these commentaries were used and they were relished. The point was, the emphasis was never on whether you are literally accurate or not. The emphasis was on whether there is a particular rasa that is being conveyed, there is a particular lesson that is being taught, that lesson is being highlighted or not. So similarly, when we talk about itihasas, the purpose of the itihasa is not to give literal facts in a absolutely factual, precise way. The purpose is to present events in a way that convey a particular rasa, that teach a particular lesson. So with that purpose, if we keep in mind, then we won't get too caught in this whole issue of the factuality of scripture. So, for example, now, particular stories may be told in two different ways. So I'll give an example from contemporary perspective. See that, say, there was recently a survey about population, I think 2011 census or something like that, data was released. So this is two newspapers, one reported as Muslim population growth rate still the highest in India. And the other same report was given by another newspaper, Muslim population growth rate decreases. Now what does it mean? Actually both are true. As compared to other religions, something like the Muslim population growth rate was 13% and others were 7%, 8%, 9%, something like that. So from 14%, so as compared to others it was 13%, and that's the highest. But as compared to the earlier, which was 14%, it comes to 13%. So depending on whether the newspaper's agenda is to whip up religious frenzy or to bring it down, they may both emphasize different things. This is like, or another example I gave is that sometimes you may say, if you want to promote a particular person, he had problems earlier, but he's steady now. If you want to put down the person, you may say, he's steady now, but he had problems earlier. So it's a small change in order, but a big change in the emphasis. So like that, every communication has a certain intention to it. That's just the nature of communication. And that intention cannot be, and according to that intention, facts will be told. So the facts are not wrong over there. when either way I say he has problems now, but he had problems in the past, he's stable now, or he is stable now but has problems in the past. In both cases the facts are right, same only. But the emphasis is so different as if it may appear as if we are saying two contradictory things only. So I would say that in different Puranas, depending on the particular purpose of that Purana, different facts will be presented with a particular intention. And accordingly, things may appear different. Now, if you go into specific some stories itself, maybe it's not just a matter of emphasis, the story itself is different. If that is the case, then we may have to look at Acharya's commentaries. It may be Kalpa Bhed, as Vishwanachiketa Thakur talks sometimes, different Kalpas it has happened. So we may go into specific details, but my point is that we focus on the purpose and see how a particular story serves a particular purpose. If we do that, then we won't get caught in legalities. No, it is like this over here, it is like this over here. Getting caught in legalities just wastes time. It just wastes time and it just doesn't lead to anywhere. Prabhupada in the first canto purport, I think 1.10. And purport, he says that there's a path given, how Krishna went from Dwarka to Dwarka, from Hastinapur to Dwarka. And then there in a purport, Prabhupada says, geologists may try to retrace the path, but it is almost an impossible task because the surface of the earth keeps changing. And as far as we are concerned, they are simply satisfied that Krishna has come to Dwarka and is going to perform pastimes now. So I would say, Prabhupada has in a purport said that. Don't get into these things too much. So I feel that way, that is a matter of geography. Same way with matter of history. There may be specialists who may get into that. But I feel that we don't have to make it a pressing issue in our preaching. Now mainstream preaching has to focus primarily on values, on inspiring people to practice certain values and inspiring them to become better devotees, better human beings, become elevated in their consciousness. For some people who are into the technical research, they can go into how the history works. But others don't need to do that.
Follow this.
Sure.